Welcome to the Kinda Crunchy podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We can't wait for you to hear today's episode, so let's get to it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kinda Crunchy this week. My name is Jensen, and you just have me this week. So if you've been a listener, there's two of us. It's Rachel and Jensen. We are much better together than we are alone. But we've just had some crazy lives, and we've had to just do some solo episodes. So that's what you're getting this week. You're just going to have a little bit of Jensen. And I'm hoping this isn't too long. That would be the goal. But you never know. It can just get chatting. There's no video if you're watching on YouTube. I'm sorry. I'm just cozied up on my couch. And to get my camera propped up on my phone, it was just going to be a whole thing. And it's been a long day at work, so I'm asking you to have some grace with me as I just give you just the audio for this week. But here we go. Thank you for being here. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Bentley is being calm right now. I restarted this episode because he was crazy. And now he's trying to lick me. So if you hear that, I'm sorry. Bentley's my dog, if you're new. But let me just give you a little rundown on how this episode is going to work. So, two parts. We're going to give you some life updates. And by we, I guess I mean me. some life updates. I'm going to talk to you about some fertility stuff in my life. And just some general life updates. And then I'm going to talk about ways to stay healthy in the workplace. Because your girl now works a 9-to-5. Well, more like a 7-to-3, 7-to-4. I start my day early. But it has been a challenge to just adjust to that and just what like health looks like, and how you can just make your health the best in the situation you're in at work. So that's how we're gonna go. But I'll first give you some life updates. So fertility stuff wise, if you're new here, we've been trying to get pregnant for over 2 years now. So, and I have amazing doctors. We go through a NAPRO doctor, which is like natural procreative technology, that is absolutely amazing. They are just so detailed and they care so much for you, and couldn't recommend them enough. There are not many in the US, but luckily there is one that's like 45 minutes from me. There's a doctor, a surgeon, and a nurse practitioner that I've worked with, and they are just phenomenal. So basically, latest update is I got my period. Fun. We had to use progesterone to induce it because I have PCOS, have really regular cycles. So then as soon as I got my period, they're like, you need to go in for an ultrasound, which if you're going through any kind of fertility stuff, it's like a full-time job, like trying to like get into these appointments that you have to get into like so quick. But anyways, went, had an ultrasound. They call me and they're like, we see a cyst on your ovary. And I'm like, oh, fun. Tell me more. And they're like, we can't give you ovulation induction medicine because I guess that could like do more harm than good. Like it could do good, but like there's risk with it, which I was like super bummed about because we haven't really tried this year with like my procedure. But you know, I'm just like, the Lord's timing. It's okay. I mean, I was sad for a little bit. But then I was like, you know what? We're just gonna do as we do. And we could still get pregnant. Like, I mean, I truly believe when we get pregnant, it will be the Lord's doing. And whether that's natural or with medicine, I believe his timing and his hand is all over it. So we just have to wait. And unfortunately, we kind of have to wait again. We can't do it in May. We could, but it would be right over when we're in Italy. So that would just be not fun to have to do medicine over there. And like, I don't know if my body would react to it. So we're just going to like kind of have the cycle in April, have the cycle in May, and then do the medicine in June. But praying we don't even need it. But, you know, 1 month at a time. So that's where I'm at. But yeah, I'm just like really blessed to have amazing doctors that truly care and listen. And like in my appointment, they're just always like, what else do you have for me? What do you need to ask us? And I'm like, thank you for not rushing me out of the appointment. So that's been good. Rachel and I are going to do an episode soon before we go on our trips because we're both going on big trips in May. So we're going to give you a little rundown of what we're doing. So I'm not going to spoil too much of that there, but I've been preparing for my trip with shopping and trying to just have the most perfect capsule wardrobe. It's not gonna be perfect, but like I want to make sure I pack smart because I'm just taking a carry-on. So little life update, Logan and I went to King of Prussia Mall, which I feel like most people know what that is, even if you're not from out here. Like if you're from Pennsylvania, you've probably heard of it. It's right outside of Philly. And it's only an hour from our house. I thought it was further. Logan had kept me from it. I'm joking, he didn't keep me from it, but I tell him that we had not gone there, and it is insane. If you've been, you know, but if you haven't, like every store you could ever imagine. We only went to three stores because we had a plan. Our plan was to go to Lululemon, Zara, and that was it. And we ended up going to Dick's because we parked and had to walk through Dick's. But we had Lululemon gift cards, and I wanted to go to Zara. So we only gave ourselves like 3 hours, which was probably good just because you could do a lot of damage in a long time. But I didn't even see probably three quarters of the mall. It truly is just an insane mall. But got some fun stuff at Lululemon. I get a discount as a Pure Barre instructor, which is phenomenal. And got some cute stuff at Zara. I was telling Logan, I was like, you know, I'm in my fashion era. I keep saying she's in her fashion era. With going to Italy, I'm just like, I just need to be more fashionable. And it's not that I'm not, wouldn't call myself not fashionable, but for the past 3 years, I worked from home or I worked at an office that was like two people and it was for a gym. So it was just not like, I wasn't like showing up in like blazers. So my job now is still like casual, like business, I think, I forget what they call it, but smart casual, I don't know what it is, but I can wear jeans if I want to, or I can dress up more. So it's kind of like, as long as you look nice, that's the vibe. But I just feel like I love being more trendy and I want to like dress cute. So Zara was great. I wish I could have spent a little bit more time there, but now that I know it's only an hour away, could be there a lot more. So that's been fun. That was a good week. That was a good Saturday. We, went there like right after Logan kind of finished his busy season at work. So it was kind of a celebratory day, just in that sense. And I think I've updated you guys. He's done studying, which praise God, he did pass his exam. I think I mentioned that on here, and he is just done studying, so that has been wonderful for him, our marriage, all things. Wow, this is where like Rachel would chime in, but I guess I have to keep talking. So, we found duck eggs in our backyard. Not that that pertains to anything, but I just think it's fascinating. So Logan went down to take care of the chickens last weekend, and he was like, "You'll never guess what I found." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "6 duck eggs." Unfortunately, they were cracked open because they probably were like outside and either something got at them. But we've noticed that there's been a duck in our like flower beds that's flown over from like, we have a pond. We don't have a pond. Our neighbors, the farm has a pond, but we can like see it from our backyard. It's been like flying over and like sitting there. And I'm like, why is this duck coming over here? It's been laying eggs. So I've been trying to keep an eye out because I would love to get like a fresh duck egg and bring it in the house. So we'll see. But that was a little fun update. And then I just have to share what I did last evening. My friends are probably listening who I was with, but we are with our friends Thomas and Alexis and Owen and Sarah. And we were celebrating Alexis's birthday. It was a very spur of the moment thing, which I'm a very planned out person, but it's so fun when like you're trying to get together with people and like you plan it spur of the moment and like everyone's somehow available, which I feel like is rare with people's lives and obligations and stuff. So we went over to their house. We had a nice dinner outside. The weather has been beautiful. I hope when this episode comes out, the weather is still beautiful, but like 75 sunny. And like, praise God, I need to feel sunlight on my skin. So we went over there at dinner and then we went to play pickleball and it was so much fun. Love pickleball in my, like, I hate that I'm saying I'm in my pickleball era, but I feel like I've just been getting into it lately. I'm doing a league also at work. I'm actually in the championship of the beginner's league, let me note that, but been getting to play pickleball at work, which has been fun. But anyways, last night we played pickleball outside and had like homemade ice cream that Sarah made and cupcakes for Alexis's birthday. It was so fun. And then we were like, let's play 3v3 basketball. So we did girls versus guys. We lost, but like it was pretty close. Like it was like 21 to like 14 or 15, which I think that's pretty good for girls playing against guys. But it was so much fun that I'm like just getting this itch to play basketball. If you know me, if you knew me growing up, I played basketball my whole life and I loved it. And it's just so fun. And I just love feeling athletic again. And we were outside, we were getting exercise. It was just so good. So I feel like this summer I want to just like play pickup basketball, play more pickleball, just all the things to be outside. Speaking of outside, Bentley is dying to go to the bathroom and he is making it very well known to me. So this episode might not be as long. Bless you. That was Bentley sneezing. Might not be as long as I thought. We'll see. You never know. I think those are all my life updates for you guys. Just really loving this weather. Loving that I can just wear like a dress to work, like just a sundress with like a denim jacket. Just makes life so much easier when I don't have to figure out like boots and sweaters and pants and, you know, so that has been good. So I hope you guys are enjoying the weather too. Oh, Bentley is now next to me. So if the audio is a little off, you'll know why. Hi, buddy. Okay. Getting into the meat of this episode. So I recently started a new job about a month ago, probably a month and a half when this comes out, where I am in an office 5 days a week. And I mean, there is a potential for me to go hybrid at some point, but right now I am at a desk from, I usually start my day around like 7:15 and I leave between like 3:30 and 4, which is great. I'm usually home by like 4:30. Today it was like 5:15 because we had some traffic. But I love starting my day early and ending early, but it's been an adjustment to like, I was home all day. I could do housework in between, like, you know, when I had a second or two. I could take Bentley for a walk at lunch. I could just get up and move around. Not that I can't move around at work, but, like, it was just different. If you work from home, you know. If you work in an office, you know. Like, they're just very different things. So that has been an adjustment, and I think, like, it has kind of changed how I think of health, if that makes sense. Like, I could make myself fresh eggs, and I could have time to cook my liver, which have not had liver in a month, so I need to do that. But I just feel like I had more time and now I don't. And it's like, what are ways that like I can be like the healthiest, best version of myself in this like new season of life? So I'm just gonna give you some tangible tips. I'm not a professional at this yet. I've only been working in an office for a month now. You might have more ideas. I'm sure you do. But I just hope that this can be helpful to you guys just on things like that could potentially make you feel better at your job. So I'm going to first say, take walk breaks. I know that sounds so dumb, but like I purposely will like not fill my water up the full way. So I have to go get more water. I will go get many coffees, many teas throughout the day, hydrating, giving myself joy with, you know, coffee. I think I shared that there's like a free latte machine at work and it's just so wonderful. But I have to go like to another building for that. And it's just like every time I do that, I'm getting up and I'm moving. They say you should like stand up every hour at work. And I feel like I would say I've done that, which like I know, you know, you're trying to be really productive. But I think like it's so good for your mental health, your physical health to move your body. Like I believe that God did not design us to be in four walls with a roof over our head for 8-9 hours a day. But that's where I'm at. And I'm sure that's where a lot of you are at. So it's like, how do we make the best of it? So taking multiple walk breaks can be super helpful. I'll sometimes literally even go to the bathroom. And like when I go to the bathroom, like just do some like stretches, like whether it's just like with my neck or reaching my arms over my head or just taking some like deep breaths as I like lift my arms over my head. It sounds dumb, but like you get that oxygen flowing, you just feel better, you can relax a little bit, and you're just like that hunched over position. I'm sure like, I think it was one of our first episodes with Chloe, like we talked about like how people come in for like chiropractic adjustments, and their just back and neck are so bad because they're just hunched over all day. So really focusing on your posture, which is easier said than done, just because, like, you're literally a third of your day is spent, like, in that position. So that is one tip. This is something that not everyone can get, and not everyone has, but if you have a standing desk, it is so good for you. Right now, well, it's so funny. When I started my job, I didn't realize that my desk was a standing desk. And then like 2 weeks in, I saw people like lift their desks up and I'm like, oh, I can stand this up. So my goal is like 1 to 2 hours a day right now. Just because like, I feel like I am more productive when I'm like sitting down. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to standing up and working, but just trying to like maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, just to stand up at my desk, because standing up is so much better for you than sitting all day. I've seen people with like the little walking treadmills, not at my office, but like more work from home, like the little like feet pad where you walk under your desk. I don't know how anyone can do that. I feel like I would not be productive, but if that's something you can do, I would totally recommend it, because you would get so many steps in. And again, steps in, just because God designed our bodies to be mobile and not to be sitting all day. So that would be another tip. Try to get outside. I feel like that's easier said than done. I'm sure your office could be different than mine. I'm sure weather impacts that too. But like I said, when I go get a coffee or a tea, I have to go to the other building. And just getting outside for like those 10 to 15, 20 seconds, like, feels so good. Getting that sunlight on your skin. Go for a walk midday. Like, I don't know about you, but like, if I want to go for like a 10 minute walk, I could go for a 10 minute walk. Like, as long as you're getting your work done, like, you know, go take that break. I know like my team sometimes will do like little team walks, and they're not long, but it's just like getting that vitamin D, getting that fresh air, getting outside. I truly believe it honestly makes you more productive. So I would recommend that. With lunch, with food, with nutrition, that's been an adjustment, because I used to just pack Logan's lunch, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to pack my lunch too. I'm the type of girl that can eat the same thing every day. That's just who I am. Maybe you need variety, so this might not be as helpful to you. But like my thing right now is, and I feel like I'm going to go through like seasons and stuff, I like just get a rotisserie chicken at the beginning of the week, and I like pull that apart, and then I'll make like I'll roast sweet potatoes, I'll roast some sort of vegetable. This week I did like carrots, green beans, sweet potatoes, and then I have chicken. So that's what I'm eating this week, and it's super easy, and I just roast all the vegetables like Sunday or Monday. That is a game changer, trying to like figure out meals during the week. I see why people say that they meal prep, because I feel like I get home at night and I'm just like tired, or we have plans, and it's just hard. So if you can just batch prep food for the week, some weeks I'll make like a quiche and put that in my lunch. I got this cute little salad container, which I should link this, when we post this episode, this adorable like glass bento box from Amazon. It was like $20-$25, but it's perfect because it separates all your things for a salad. I don't know about you, when you pack a salad, it gets soggy, like, ew, no one wants that. So that's been something fun. I'll do like salads like 1 week or so. But yeah, I would just recommend, like, I mean, every office is different. Our office does offer some pretty healthy choices for lunch, but like not just looking at health-wise, but like budget-wise, like probably shouldn't be buying lunch every single day. If you are, that's great, but I'd rather spend that money other places. So I would just recommend meal prepping if you can at the beginning of the week, packing your lunch at night, really prepping for your next, and this is just like a general tip, and it goes with like the fitness as well. Prepping for your workout, prepping for your workday, prepping for everything the night before. That can be hard for me sometimes, especially if I get home late because I'm so tired. But like I always say, like, morning Jensen thanks night Jensen for what she did. So I always try to pack my lunch the night before. I always try to pack a gym bag the night before, get my clothes out, because at 5:30 in the morning, I don't want to be trying to figure out my outfit or figuring out what I'm going to eat for lunch, because that's when you just, one, you make unhealthy choices, and two, you just kind of feel stressed and overwhelmed for your day. Like, your day does not have to, you can alleviate some stress from your day by planning ahead. That's how I feel. I'm a strong proponent of preparing for your week, preparing for your day, and then you're just going to wake up and be like, I have much less to do and I can tackle my day. Going off the fitness part, that was kind of my segue in. I feel like it's a lot harder to find time to work out if you're like going to an office every day, where it's like when I work from home, it just was, if I worked out in the morning, I could come home and if I didn't shower right away, it was fine. But like, I need to like look professional and nice from like for 8 or 9 hours of the day. So it's like that changes everything. I'm super duper blessed that my office has a gym, which nobody uses. Okay, not saying nobody uses. In the morning, there's like 2 people there. Like sometimes I'm in the gym by myself and it's a good sized gym. I'm like, this is fantastic and I don't have to pay for this. But again, that goes to prepping the night before. Okay, get my gym clothes out, pack my clothes. Do I have my makeup bag, my hair stuff, which is kind of a pain, but like it's worth it to be able to get my workout in before I start my day. And then at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I can come home. So that would be my tip for just working out is just, I feel like when you're in an office and you want to be healthy, you really have to just be proactive. You have to be prepared. You have to plan ahead. Am I perfect? No. But I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to figure out better ways to benefit my health as best I can. I'm not having caffeine after lunchtime, which I feel like is a win. I do get decaf. So that has been something I'm trying to do for my health. I've done this a few times and I posted this, I feel like, on the Kind of Crunchy story. I've brought actually my own raw milk to work and I want to start actually, I think, like bringing a lot more of it and just kind of keeping it there. We have like a really big fridge. Because when I do like iced lattes or even just putting in my coffee, they have like low fat milk, which is literally nutrition content of zero basically. So that's something I want to be better about doing. But again, it comes down to planning. So if you take away one thing from this episode, whether it's Sunday night, whether it's like sometime over the weekend, just prep out, okay, what am I going to take for lunch this week? What is my gym schedule going to look like? There's nothing that brings you, okay, there's a lot more things that bring me joy than this, but something that really brings me joy is planning out my week, like writing it all out. It just, I don't know if it's like the type A in me, my Enneagram, who knows, but I just love knowing what's going to be happening this week and having a game plan for it. And that's why, like, whenever I get sick or whenever plans change, I just get so frustrated because I'm like, oh, I had my week all planned out. But that is the biggest takeaway. Let me look at my notes to make sure I'm not missing anything else. I don't think so. I think that's all I have for this episode. I said it was going to be quick. I think it might actually be under 30 minutes, which could be our quickest episode. I hope that's okay. Rachel, as you're editing this, you're probably like, that was quick, but you know, some weeks are just quicker than others. Trying to think any last life updates I can share with you guys. It's about to be golf season. So I've mentioned this before. There's this bagel place. It's called the Bagel Rack. You need to go. You need to go. You have to go. And I get the rainbow bagel from there, which has every food dye in it possible, probably. Not crunchy at all. But like we always say, 80-20. I cannot wait for Saturday mornings where we wake up early, go get bagels. We, as in Logan and I, go get bagels. And then we have like a 7 and coffee, of course. And then we have like a 7:30 tea time. We're done golfing by like 11 o'clock. We still have our whole day. I just love that. It's like the perfect Saturday for me. As long as it's not bad weather and as long as we're not playing too bad, because I'm very competitive, not against that I need to beat Logan, because I'm rarely going to beat Logan at golf, although it has happened. I just like, if I'm like shanking balls left and right, I get angry at myself. So as long as that doesn't happen, we have a perfect day. But I think that's it. This weekend upcoming, we have this episode is like life updates, small topic, more life updates, but you know, this is what you just get when you don't have someone else to bounce ideas and stuff off of. So we promise there will be more Rachel and Jensen content to come. But yeah, this weekend we have our junior senior retreat for our youth group at church, which will be super fun. It's a much more relaxed weekend versus our like big youth retreat. Like it's very much it's very much we just like hang out, we have good discussion, a lot of just like relaxing time, it's more, we're talking about like the student's life after high school. But it should be a lot of like playing card games. There's a pond, people can go fishing. If the weather's nice, we can like be outside the whole weekend. So looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. And yeah, then I'm like truly getting ready for Italy. I keep Amazon priming so many things. And I'm like, oh, I need this for my trip. I need this for my trip. Yeah, Logan probably doesn't love that. But you know what? This trip we've been very much looking forward to. And I want to make sure I have all the essentials that I need. So that is what's happening in my life. This was a quick episode. So if you were expecting something longer, sorry. But if you maybe you just wanted a quick listen, I just gave it to you. So you're welcome. That is all this week for Kinda Crunchy. Again, if this is your first episode, this is not the normal because it's usually Rachel and Jensen. And like I said, we are so much better together and truly love being able to bounce back and forth between Rachel and I. It's just so fun. It's just the best. But that's all I have for you. So hope you have a wonderful Tuesday or whatever day you're listening. Haven't said this in a while, but you know what you should do? Since this was a short episode, you have more time, so you should go on and leave us a review on either Apple or Spotify. When we hear your little handwritten or personalized reviews, as they are, it truly makes us so happy. I know every person says to leave a review, but it would just make our day. So if you leave us a review, that'd be great. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. I do a lot on the Instagram, and I've been lacking with content, so I'll be better going forward. Just like I said, been a busy season, but if you're listening, you probably know you go through busy seasons in life. Life is all ebbing and flowing, and we just need to have grace with ourselves as changes happen. So, love you guys. Thanks for being here. Again, my name's Jensen. Rachel will be joining us on the next episode, but have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Remember, although we talk all things health and wellness here, this is not medical advice and you should always seek out your medical professional for further questions. Thanks again for listening. Please remember to share, comment, and subscribe to help support our podcast.